This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
The visiting head of NATO promises support for Afghanistan. Airstrikes reach a wider range of Islamist extremists in Syria. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. The new head of NATO, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, made an unannounced visit to Kabul today, telling Afghans that the Western military alliance would continue supporting the country after foreign combat troops withdraw at the end of the year.
Next year, we will open a new chapter. The future of Afghanistan will be in Afghan hands. But our support will continue.
NATO and the United States are pulling out troops by December 31st, but leaving a residual force. A group monitoring the ongoing conflict in Syria says overnight airstrikes targeted two hardline militant groups. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says recent attacks have hit the Nusra Front in Syria's Idlib province. The observatory also today reported that Ahrar al-Sharam, another Islamist insurgent group, was hit at a site along the Turkish border. Also, Iraqi television showed footage today of, late Wednesday, of government forces fighting Islamic State militants in the city of Beji. That's the location of Iraq's largest oil refinery. Well, political and civil groups in Burkina Faso met for a second day today. They're trying to agree on a transitional government to lead the nation following the ousting of long-term President Blaise Compaoré. Discussions Wednesday failed to reach a consensus on an interim leader. The stormy meeting did agree for elections to be held in November of 2015. This is VOA News. The International Criminal Court announced today that it will not prosecute Israel for a 2010 raid on a Turkish flotilla bound for Gaza. Nine pro-Palestinian activists trying to break an Israeli blockade were killed in the raid. Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda said that despite what she called a reasonable basis to believe war crimes were committed, there were not what she termed sufficient gravity to justify further action by the ICC. Israel is tightening security in Jerusalem and the West Bank following a series of incidents in which Palestinians rammed cars into Israelis. The attacks have unnerved Israeli citizens and have posed a challenge for security forces. Mark Regev is an Israeli government spokesman.
Prime Minister Netanyahu is committed to taking the necessary steps to restore peace and calm to the capital, to Jerusalem. And we call upon the Palestinian side also to take constructive steps and to refrain from inflammatory rhetoric that can only serve to fan the flames of the unfortunate violence that we've seen.
Mark Regev. That was the sound as thousands of workers took to the streets of Brussels today to protest the Belgian government's free market reforms and austerity measures. At least 14 people were injured when protesters clashed with police. The workers were protesting plans by the government's new center-right country's new center-right government to increase the pension age from 65 to 67, freeze wages, and cut public services. The Republican Party in the U.S. now has a majority in both houses of Congress. Andre Dineshnara looks at the impact this might have on U.S.-Russian relations.
The ongoing crisis in Ukraine has damaged relations between Washington and Moscow. Some experts believe they are at their lowest point in decades. Now that the Republican Party controls both houses of Congress, will that have an effect on U.S.-Russia relations? John Parker is a Russia expert at the National Defense University.
Probably will not have that much of an impact because the administration was so weak domestically here already.
Mount Holyoke College Russia expert Stephen Jones agrees.
Nothing dramatic will change the result of this election.
Looking ahead, experts say Russian President Vladimir Putin is biding his time, waiting for the next U.S. presidential election in 2016. Andre Dineshnara of Washington.
Georgia's prime minister says the departure of our Georgia Free Democrats Party from his ruling coalition would not destabilize the government. Prime Minister Irakli Garibashvili told a cabinet meeting in Tbilisi that nothing is happening and nothing will happen, he says, that may undermine stability. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are mixed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.